cucaracha, la cucaracha ya no puede caminar. Porque lo tiene, porque le falta marihuana que fumar. La cucaracha ya no puede caminar. Porque lo tiene, porque le falta marihuana que fumar. La cucaracha ya no puede caminar. Porque lo tiene, porque le falta.
Welcome to the Pinstripe Valley Podcast. I'm Andrew Burns here with Tanya Bondurant and Greg Kirkland filling in for Jason today. Plot twist.
What am I doing here?
This is not my
beautiful house.
This is not my beautiful
this
wife.
This is not my beautiful.
This is not and my beautiful days... podcast.
Boys, and the days go by, quote for the Yankees this season.
Yeah, we brought you on just so that we can talk about the Yankees at maybe their lowest point so far. What up?
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
And so the Yankees
just
got...
It's good to be back.
The Yankees just got swept by the Blue Jays in Toronto for the first time in 16 years, so that's great.
Good times.
They lost an off day, a possible off day for today, because they have to go fly to Detroit and subject Michael Pineda to the Tigers. Yep. It's good. Tanya has to recap that game, mind you, so she's in good spirits.
I feel like Michael Pineda starts are like my Vietnam. Like years from now, I'll be like sitting in a chair and like I'll feel a chill come over me. I'll be like, oh, Michael Pineda, 26.
that music like coming on in the background.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that's
the cool. Horrors. Horrors.
I've seen things that I can't unsee.
I've seen men confused by flat pitches putting their hands on their hips in stunning disbelief.
How did they hit that?
But it was a strike. And yet,
my command is good.
Yeah, we're not exactly happy with the Yankees right now, if you can tell. And the sad thing is that, like, with this Blue Jays series, it's been more about, like, the offense not doing anything. Michael Pineda didn't even pitch in this. The team was just garbage, aside from the starting pitching.
Yeah. No, they're not hitting at all. They're back to their April ways of risk fail. It's not fun.
It's not great, Bob. And, you know, Mark Teixeira at-bats are about as painful as they've ever been. He just
I wouldn't call at-bats as much as, like, desperation flails.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody needs to make sure that it's not going to rain tomorrow in Detroit.
Would you be upset if it rained?
Yes. Yes, I would.
They're not canceling that game. They need to get that in, so... They will wait a whole 3 hours before they officially, like, can that game if it rained.
If they don't play it, that means Pineda's pitching on Friday. And that means I'm going to see him do his thing live.
So you're saying that watching him pitch live is worse than, like, recapping him pitching?
Yeah, because one, I paid money for.
Like I can vouch for this.
I gave... hard-earned cash away for the pleasure of watching Michael Pineda suck.
I mean, the last time I did that, it was one of those $5 Yankee games, and I think Pineda gave up 5 runs in the first inning, and then, because I was with Kunshaw, or hashtag Twitterless Kunj, and at some point, we just decided to just go stalk Jason. Because we had nothing better to do. Like, what were we going to do? Watch Pineda pitch?
Hell no.
Nope.
Now, you raise a very valid point, Tanya. They do need to get that game in. Otherwise, oh god, man. You'd be getting Pineda instead of Eovaldi, which is just kind of like getting stabbed in the eye.
I'm not. No.
No, we're not going to even subscribe to this possibility.
No, I will weep.
Will you weep or you be like actually physically angry? Like, as in you might hurt someone and steal their waffle fries with crab dip.
Okay, good news. As of right now, it says 0% chance of precipitation for Thursday in Detroit.
Good.
So.
Good.
Good.
Great. Because
that's literally the best news on this podcast tonight.
Probably.
I mean... Like, there are two things that can happen. It can be rained out entirely, and then Michael Pineda just, like, gets left in Detroit. So I don't have to recap tomorrow, and I don't have to watch him this weekend. Or two, he can, like, come down with, like, the...
Diarrhea.
You know. Yes. That.
The Carlos Correa diarrhea that we discussed before the playoff game last year.
Yeah.
It all comes back to diarrhea in the end.
Doesn't it always? And speaking of diarrhea, the especially New York Yankees.
Oh, God. Woo. But, like, here's the thing. And this is what makes me angry. Joe Girardi somehow acts like everything is fine. Like, Joe Girardi is out there. Like, this is fine, dog. Except the flames are in the shape of Pineda's pout face. And he's just like, I don't see the problem.
Everything's going to be fine. I'm perfectly fine with these situations.
I mean, my favorite quote is, you know, him saying, like, me remove... What is the exact quote?
Something about the guy's a little silly.
He's in our rotation, and for me to think about making a change, I think is somewhat silly. Well, I mean, they don't have many better options, but saying somewhat silly, those aren't the words I'd use to really describe the idea of removing Pineda. I'd use something more lines of logical, you know, concerned, prudent.
I mean, I just don't understand how you can, like, get up there straight-faced and be like, oh, it would be silly to consider taking him out of the rotation. His ERA is hovering around 7.
That seems great.
I mean, I don't know after, like, Joe Kelly's magnificent meltdown today, or yesterday, but, like, I'd imagine it's also high. But you know what the Red Sox did? They demoted Joe Kelly. Or Anibal Sanchez the previous day. You know what the Tigers did? They demoted him. Clay Buchholz, demoted. There are other teams out there with crap pitchers that they are putting aside or out of the rotation because they're not good. And how this isn't a consideration for Pineda yet is, like, mind-boggling.
Yeah, Buchholz's ERA is 6.34, which is... shockingly better than Pineda's, and he is in the bullpen now.
He's worse than Buchholz. Good God.
Mark Brown, who runs Camden Chat, had a thing called the Mattis test, which was when a pitcher has a very high ERA and he pitches, can he bring that ERA down? Which, you know, when you have a very high ERA, it shouldn't be that difficult to lower it a little bit.
Right.
Pineda has lowered his ERA 3 times all season.
Good Lord.
That's it. 3 times all season, his ERA has come down over the course of the start. It's terrible.
I need to, like, angrily munch on some chips right now. Some Chipotle lime chips. No, it's bad. It's, like, not good. And it's not like the Yankees have many other options, but at this point, I don't see how Luis Sessa or Chad Green are going to be that much worse.
I mean, if they are, in fact, worse, then, like, you just get Pineda back and deal with it. But, like, there's no harm in trying something different. And the Yes Booth seems very concerned that Pineda just like can't mentally handle it. Which, like, dude, you're like my age. Get over it.
Yeah, and like,
I'm sorry, like,
if like these other teams are like not as concerned, I mean, I'm sure they're concerned with those pitchers' well-beings, but like at the end of the day, you just got to make a decision for what's better for the team, and like play Buchholz too. That's a huge, I mean, even though, you know, Buchholz is Buchholz, that's a big decision in Boston for like them to have to make, because Buchholz has been with them for so long, going back to when he was drafted, and they're saying like, no, get into the bullpen because you suck. That's an even longer relationship that they're willing to put on the line because he's pitching like shit. And
Pineda is worse.
Yes.
And it's not like the Red Sox have much better options either, as we saw tonight. But
they're trying something, you know, which is, you know, more than what the Yankees are doing. And, you know, they're just calling it silly. And it's just like, well, I think it's pretty freaking stupid to be like, yeah, you know, we'll figure it out. You know, go get Big O Cabrera. He got this. I think
it's Big Mike.
Yeah, I think he had a quote recently where it's like, we've seen Michael be really good. It's in there. We just have to get it out. Well, you haven't really been getting it out for like a calendar year now. Not really since like the Mother's Day game. Like there's like an A star or two every couple months where he brings that out again. But other than that, it's just been disaster after disaster, and like just vintage Hughesian performances of dingers going all out of the park.
And him looking absolutely stunned about it.
Wait, like, didn't the Twins move Hughes to the bullpen?
Yes, they did. That too. And they have Hughes on the
Twins, who are... The Twins are terrible and don't have many other pitching options, and even they moved Hughes to the pen. What does that tell you?
And Hughes is on, like,
somewhat silly to consider it.
Like that too. And they're just like, nope, get out here, Hughes, because you're Hughes.
And they're literally running out like Irving Santana out there,
so
somewhat silly though.
Okay, so just to illustrate what I was talking about a second ago, Pineda had a 10.80 ERA after his first start of the season. He managed to drop it to 6.55 in his second start.
Big of him.
And managed to drop that to 5.29 in his third start.
Oh.
Then it went back to 6.95.
Whoa.
And then it dropped to 6.33.
Woo-hoo.
And then 5.73.
Cy Young!
And then, oops, back up to 6.28.
Oh.
And then, oops, 6.60.
Yes.
And then, oh, we did better, 6.34.
Hooray.
And then, oops, no, 6.92.
Way to go. That's bad. That is
and
bad.
At 6.92, it currently stands.
Good job.
And how optimistic are we that it's going to go down facing the Tigers?
0%.
Not really.
He has, I mean, someone was saying the other day, like, his sinker is getting better. I'm like, okay, but his control is still terrible. He's not hitting corners at all. He's not fooling anyone with his fastball. And your average major league hitter can easily hit Pineda's fastball right down the middle of the plate. And then he puts his tips like, what happened? I'm like, you threw a fastball right down the middle because you have no control. You have no pinpoint accuracy or anything.
Look, 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 look. I was just told that I had to get it over the plate. I wasn't... No. Mm-mm.
That's not how this works.
Sorry, Big Mike.
I was just told that I had to throw the thing and get it over the thing. That's all I was told. Nobody said anything about location.
The last time he got an out in the 7th inning was July 10th of last year.
Ooh,
against Boston, who finished in last. So
gracious.
Bravo. Yeah.
Again, at least Jesus Montero is where? Buffalo?
Yeah.
Not even in the league anymore, so
mm-hmm.
I mean, I was there for that Mother's Day 16 strikeout game, so I'll always have that, but, I mean, yeah.
And hey, Vicente Campos is in Double A now. Congrats.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Won the trophy.
How is he doing anyway?
Well, I mean, he just got promoted, so not too bad. Not like stand out.
Because he was injured for like a. He was like injured for a year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he had. They were trying to avoid Tommy John, and then I think like eventually he needed. Like, I'm not sure if he did get Tommy John or if it was just a different elbow.
I think procedure. He did.
Okay.
I think he did.
Yeah, he did have Tommy John. And then he was kind of crappy last year in his recovery from it. But he's been better so far this year. So now he's going to Trenton.
That's good.
Hanging out with Rookie.
Holla?
Can I get a holla for Rookie? Nope. Okay.
No, we love Rookie and Derby.
And not Michael Pineda.
No.
Nope.
I wouldn't even trust him to fetch the bat off of the ground right now.
Also, he has definitely started doing that thing where, like, it's not only, oh, that is a home run. How did that happen? But, like, he'll give up, like, an absolute rocket. And then he'll turn around and look at, like, an infielder or an outfielder and be like, why didn't you catch that? And it's just like, dude, did you see what you just did? Like, it's not their fault. Mm-hmm. And that part is like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
yeah,
like
that's just
bad.
Being a shitty teammate, you know?
Yeah. Like, there's no reason for you to, like, turn around and, like, stare down your teammates.
Didn't he, like, literally do that one time and... Even, like, the booth noticed this, and they said, like, I was like, that is not good form,
yeah.
Basically.
I'm pretty sure it was fairly recently.
Yeah, I thought it was a game with, like, Aaron Hicks in center field, and I think he just, like, didn't get a good read on it, and it fell in, and Pineda's like, what happened?
He's just like, dude.
You get no leeway.
Right.
Especially if
you're
Do you know
how painful it must be to be one of your fielders? Like... Mm-hmm. It has to be terrible.
Like, I am out here in the heat while this idiot throws flat fastballs out over the middle. This is terrible.
How did it come to this?
It's like, I wish the opposing pitchers would give me such generous pitches to hit.
Starling Castle
also,
is staring longingly. He's like, oh, if only. Pitches in the zone.
I love that Rothschild is just like over it. He's just not having it anymore.
Even Girardi. What was that game in? Was it Tampa?
Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona, that's right. He just looked at Pineda like, get your shit together. And just walked away in disgust.
And like, I know he's got to like defend his players, but there's like a limit. I got to go to it. With, like, the comments recently, so, you know. Sigh.
Sigh, indeed.
But, you know, as the last few games have shown, even if the starting pitchers do well, then the lineup's not going to score runs for them, so, you know, whatever. Because Mark Teixeira hasn't hit a home run since the Cenozoic era, so.
It's been a minute. Mm-hmm. I think they said 135 plate appearances.
That sounds right.
I think that's...
Mookie Betts has hit more home runs in two games than Teixeira has all year. So, you know, good stuff.
Teixeira has as many home runs this year as he did in 2013 when he only played in 15 games and his wrist was all screwed up. So,
yay.
This is fine.
No one's... I mean...
To connect these two topics... this offense once scored 16 runs for Michael Pineda in one game.
Yeah, I think that was the only game he won, right?
No, he won one other.
That was like,
he won one
wasn't
in
that
Oakland,
like,
somehow.
Right.
Wasn't that the second game of the year, though?
Yep.
Yep.
Those days are long past.
But, like, think of, like, how much Eovaldi or Tanaka, you know, the people who are actually good, would like to have, like, a fraction of those runs.
Or Sabathia.
Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, two, maybe? Like, divide them up? Nah.
Nope. That ain't me.
Is that, like, the the primary problem most people thought going into this year was going to be the pitching. But the pitching has been fine. It's clearly the hitting. Well, okay, yes. And Severino. Not Michael Pineda, but like...
And Severino. Yeah, Severino.
Oh, yeah, also. That. But I mean, like, Tanaka's been much better than people expected. Evaldi's continued his, you know, good stuff from last year. Mm-hmm. Nova is surprisingly not terrible. Like, you know...
Mm-hmm. CC's, I mean, like, he's not... legit good.
Yeah, yeah, CC's
ERA.
His
ERA was, like, 1 in May. Something like that. So...
Praise be to that knee brace. You know, praise be. But... And they're getting... They're having the problem, I would say, like the Mets had in last June, where you're getting... your starting pitchers to only give up one or two runs. All you need to do is get three or four runs, and they can't do that. And, you know, there's no way they're going to win at all. Except the one game in Tampa Bay, they won on one hit.
Yep. I'm just Starling Castro swearing up a pitch.
Hilarious and sad. Mm-hmm.
But they did not do that at all in Toronto. They're just like, oh, no, we're just not really going to score. That's not us.
Not feeling it.
Guys, I would like to give you two triple slash lines.
Oh, boy.
You have player A, who is batting 192, 263, 288. And you have player B, who's batting 190, 285, 278. Any guesses?
Are they both Yankees?
Answer that first.
They are Yankees, yes.
Okay.
Both of them.
I'm going to say one is Teixeira. And the other is Alex? A-Rod?
Yeah. I mean, that's
Andrew, your guess?
That's probably what I'd go with, yeah.
Which one do you think is which?
I'm going to go with Teixeira being player A.
What was the batting average of each of them?
Player A was 192. Player B was 190.
I'll say... A-Rod was 192. Teixeira is 190.
Player A with the 192, 263, 288 line is Aaron Hicks.
Oy.
Cool.
Player B with the 190, 285, 278 line is Mark Teixeira.
Ouch.
Well, you were right about player B being Tex, at least.
Mm. Good times.
So he has Hicks beat narrowly in on-base percentage.
Mm.
And that's it.
All right.
And just to clarify, A-Rod is hitting 174, 240, 413, which is a little better in terms of WRC that. Plus because of the power, but still not really good.
Right.
Turns out that gambling... Turns out the gambling on, Tex and A-Rod to carry your offense again is, I don't know about that idea.
Bold? Huh.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Harling wrote a good article about that in the offseason, I remember. And, you know, it's really too bad that Greg Bird is injured and can't help them at all right now, but, you know, gotta deal with it. And the rest of the lineup isn't really stepping up. McCann was doing
except for Austin
well.
Romine.
Yeah, McCann was doing well for a while, and apparently Austin Romine is now a legitimate major league player. So
somehow.
Yep.
He has a 113 WRC plus.
Slugger. And he had the home run.
Good trade ship.
He did.
He had a home run. Good for you, Austin Romine. Congrats.
Bow to his greatness. Hail Smudge.
And Chase Headley did start hitting for the past few weeks until, like, I think tonight he was like 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts or something bad like that, but he actually started
Everyone
hitting
was.
Again, so, but
and well, meanwhile Brett Gardner has been, my boy, has been like, well, bad. The only contributions he's made are walks. Otherwise he's had like the worst month of May. So, there's that.
Yep.
You know, This team is kind of flawed in some ways.
Just a few.
You don't say.
Thanks for having me back on the podcast to, you know, like, contribute these hard-hitting analysis.
Scorching takes.
You know what? I had a thought. Scorching. The Yankees are bad. Whoa! Get out of here.
Bold stance. I mean, the bottom line is there's not much they can do. They are stuck with Tex and A-Rod and McCann, and if they don't hit, they're going to lose. They don't contribute. They don't have a real chance of winning.
And Mark, or not
I mean, Ellsbury and Gardner can get on bases as much as they want via hits, walks, whatever. But it's the same problem as 2014. If no one's driving them in, they're screwed. And I don't see a way to fix it.
And Dustin Ackley is broken now, so their first base backup is Romine.
This is fine.
Oh no! 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 Oh no! No, because they're going to try Ref Schneider at first base.
Oh, right, yes.
Keep up that, quote, versatility.
This is fine. This is fine.
Someone had a great tweet earlier, and I was like, oh, good, now he can be below average at four positions.
You guys are just haters.
That was my favorite comment the other night when someone tried to defend Ref Schneider's defense by comparing him to Beltran and comparing his arm to Ellsbury and Gardner's. It's like, that's the worst comparison you could possibly make.
Hey, he is taller than Tyrion Lannister, as LTL said. You gotta give him that.
Indeed. I mean, I'm not opposed to trying Ref Schneider at first base because
no, what else?
What have they got to lose at this point? Can't, you know, he can't play second. He can't play third. He did not exactly give me any hope of him being able to play right field that well with those god-awful throws home. So what have they got to lose? Maybe he can be an adequate backup first baseman. Who knows?
It doesn't exactly help matters.
Sex ain't staying healthy.
Doesn't exactly help matters that Swisher had a terrible May in Scranton, so
atrocious.
And they were just like, you know, we could call him up here since our backup first baseman is hurt and your only thing is playing first, but nah. That doesn't really seem to bode well for him. Or Chris Parmalee.
Things are bleak.
God.
Very
bleak. Come back, Bird. Come back.
Miss you, Bird.
Come back to us.
Come back and hit three home runs for Waffles again.
Yes, do that.
I know you only have one shoulder, but who says you need to?
Just hold the bat with your teeth.
Hey, I think I remember one time seeing a gif of a chicken like swinging a bat, so.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how this all relates, but I think you can make it work.
All I'm saying is that it wouldn't hurt to try.
I think we've delved into silly talk now.
No.
This isn't silly, this is legitimate.
Yes, this is good analysis here. Greg Bird, hit with your teeth.
Come on,
you Rob Ref Schneider. Try not to play first base with your face.
I'm just envisioning like a throw coming into him and just like, oh!
Hitting him square in the face.
Yeah, he like just misses.
No, Ref, catch the ball with your glove. I cannot stress the importance of that enough.
And like the sad,
oh, that's a terrible thought.
The sad thing is that, like, as Tanya wrote about today, like, you know, they have, even though Teixeira is not hitting at all, they kind of need him to stay healthy, if not only for his defense, because, God, the alternatives, they're not good.
Yeah, no, I mean, his defense is that good where you have to keep him in the lineup. Mm-hmm. Well, that and the amount of money he makes, but...
He's like Lyle Overbay, except worse.
That's oh, terrible. Goodness.
Isn't that harrowing?
Oh my god.
Mark Teixeira is a worse Lyle Overbay. This is real life. This is real life.
So, it has come to this.
I mean, selfishly, I'm sort of happy because I was very worried after last season that the Yankees would sign him to like a 3-year deal or something, and yeah, I would weep. But he's definitely playing himself out of that, so bye.
Thank you for 2009 and 2010 through 12.
And 15.
But
yeah.
Bye. Yeah, in 2015, too. Sorry you had to, you know, foul.
Sorry that your baby wrist was amputated.
He's also playing himself out of the qualifying offer, which would have been nice, but that's like a distant memory. The sad thing is that I could still see them, like, bringing him back on a 1-year deal.
No.
It was Tammy Bondurant making her opinion on that take known.
No.
Because, like, you know, Bird will come back for the surgery and you don't know how that'll go.
Andrew.
Yes.
I think that's quite enough out of you, Mearns.
What? Oh my god, falling into the wormhole! Give my best to Greg Bird.
We are not discussing a scenario in which we have to watch Teixeira again. Not doing it.
Yeah, I mean, you sign or play some scrub until Bird is ready, and you make do.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, someone else could step in, even if it's not Teixeira.
I think that's the loudest you've ever been hushed on this podcast. You shut your filthy Mearns mouth.
Oh my god.
I will start making the noises that I make at Roxy when she's like about to roll in animal carcass outside.
Pedro Alvarez is a free agent.
No!
James Loney.
Oh, he's in Queens right now.
Yep.
Due to Duda being... He's out for the year, right, Duda?
Yeah, pretty much.
Duda?
Yeah, he's out for the year. Wright's probably gone for, if not the year, possibly his career, who knows?
This is all very tragic.
I'm just saying that.
You know what would help the Yankees? Beaning Wright. I'm calling it. The Yankees need to find a way to bean Wright, and that would solve all their problems.
Like, have you considered this?
Or they could just steal Noah Syndergaard.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Leave them Romine. I mean, they need a catcher. They need a catcher with Darno.
And a
back
first baseman.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. So we're really doing them a favor. So.
Yeah, they've got enough pitching. Matt Harvey had a great last game.
So, I think that settles it.
Yeah.
Wait. Throw in Nova.
Oh, yeah.
The clincher.
Yeah.
No. Andrew, I think we need to give him Pineda.
But it's always throw in Nova. He's always the clincher.
I think...
Wait. Hear me out. I would throw in Nova.
No.
Like, okay. if that's what it takes to get it done.
All right.
I'm willing...
Yes, we can part with Ivan Nova.
Who we could not trade for $1 in the offseason simulation.
Taking any offers.
Anybody got a penny? Anybody got a penny?
No offer too absurd.
Check your couch cushions. Penny for a Nova. You got something in there.
Penny for a Nova. Are you saying like Brad Penny? No, a literal penny.
And now
I would even take a Canadian penny.
Now he's like kind of good. Who'd have thunk it?
So we've upped it to a nickel now.
Uh-huh.
5 pennies.
Yeah.
High rolling.
And yeah, it's just very sad. And Severino's in AAA for the time being, I guess, and hopefully he can turn it around, because otherwise that'd be really depressing.
Well, I mean, they were with the injury he had, it seemed to be like a mechanics thing with him, so hopefully that can be fixed.
Hopefully. I mean, I know Jordy was talking about, like, he didn't think that the injury was causing him to be bad, just like other stuff, so hopefully that can get fixed down in Scranton, and then he can come back and...
But maybe the mechanics caused the injury? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe Michael Pineda can be launched in the sun when he's healthy again. But that probably won't happen.
Why wait? Do it now.
That's true. Hey.
I will pitch instead. It's fine.
I volunteer
as tribute.
Just try Luis Sessa again. Why not? Chad Green. That start Chad Arizona Green. Wasn't that bad, right? Yeah. It was.
The love child of Shelly Duncan. Chad Green looks like Shelly Duncan.
Oh, I thought you were going to say and someone else. It was just Shelly Duncan.
Well, Shelly Duncan and pretty much anyone, because he's like 78% Shelly Duncan.
I thought there was a picture that I thought he looked like that I tweeted about.
Chase Whitley?
Yes, that's it. The love child of Chase Whitley and Shelly Duncan.
There you go.
Yep. Bay.
Oh, no. No.
I'm actually very happy Sabathia is pitching well again.
Yeah.
That's
legitimately good to see.
It's a feel-good story, and, well, he's on the team for another, what, 2 years?
Yep.
1 year.
Well,
right.
Including this year, I was including.
Right.
Yeah, including this year, sorry. But, I mean, if he can keep giving us this type of performance for the next, you know, year and a half, there's no way we could complain about that.
No. I mean, well, when he's pitching to a 2.85 ERA, it's hard to be like, oh, my God, what are you doing? So, and...
Stop sucking! It's just good to see. You know, I've always liked CC a lot. So
yeah, and you could tell that when he was sucking, it was like really bothering him. So, and you
know, was bothering me too.
Yeah, like Teddy is always looking out for number one. How does this affect Tanya Bondurant?
How does this impact me, the protagonist of reality?
I said, Yankees, what are you doing to make my life better?
Look, they only play 162 games a year. I cover them 365 days a year. They can ship up or ship out.
Wow. I need page hits.
I need something to write about that doesn't make me want to, like, poke my eyeballs out.
Like the last few things you've written have been like...
My keyboard keys need a break.
Like the last few things you've written are just like, Mark Teixeira is bad, and then Michael Pineda is bad. And
mm-hmm. It's come to this.
I don't think that's your favorite.
Please read my last 3 Michael Pineda recaps. Like,
yeah, at this point, you're just a victim of abuse.
Exactly. Exactly. Think of me.
Why won't you think of the blockers?
Think of the tandem. That's what I'm going to need you to do.
By the way, there's a Padres game on right now, and Matt Thornton is pitching.
How sweet.
I didn't even know he ended up in San Diego.
The Padres have 14 runs. What happened?
I guess
it is the anti yesterday.
Yeah, I guess they got angry.
Wow. That's some sweet revenge right there. Damn.
Yep.
Who's pitching for Seattle? Ooh.
Someone bad, I'm guessing. Was it Wade Miley? Yes. I bet it was Wade Miley. I'm not convinced that he's actually a good pitcher.
I'm pretty confident he's shit.
I have no idea who started this game. James Paxton. Okay, he's a rookie, that's why.
Who?
James Paxton. Oh. Yeah.
Did Vidal Nuno pitch in any of this game and give up runs?
He did not. Not today.
Supposedly he hasn't been that bad out of the Mariners bullpen. Look, we're discussing Vidal Nuno because the Yankees are so goddamn terrible. Good lord.
So it's come to this.
Hey, let's talk about things we like. I like Andrew Miller. He is good.
That was mine. You can't take it.
Fine. I like Dylan Betances. He is good.
I like Andrew Miller. He's good.
I like Carlos Beltran. Not bad.
Yeah, yeah. He's like
those are Yankee. Are we already to Yankee Mitra?
These are only like the Yankee Mitra by default, just because like who the hell else?
I like Starlin. I like Starlin. He's pretty good.
He's been kind of slumping lately though.
But he's still better than Stephen Drew.
Yes, this is true.
What are you talking about?
Girl, you know it's true. You're better than Stephen Drew.
Oh, sweet Jesus, that just happened.
Oh my god, that just happened.
1:12 a.m. That just happened.
Put the timestamp on.
Yeah. June the 2nd, year of our Lord 2016. That just happened.
I thought I used to sing on this podcast. Damn.
Hey, someone's got to step in with those vocal cords of brilliance.
Oh, I'll say Nathan Eovaldi. He's made me happy.
Yeah, I like him too. I like him a lot.
Yep. He is a good pitching and good looking dude.
There you go.
Yeah, no, he's...
Yankees, can we just talk about how you should extend him, like, now?
Yes, this is actually...
Yeah, no, that needs to happen.
Because, like, you know, they have, like, no one under contract after 2017 in the rotation beyond Tanaka, and Tanaka could opt out, so, you know.
Exactly. Yep. Like, and we don't have, like, enough options to...
Yeah, guess what? You can't sign Steven Strasburg now.
Woo! Like, your rotation, like, okay, maybe you say, well, Caprillion should be ready by then. Okay, that's one. Congrats, that's one.
There's that rumor about trading him, and I was just thinking, like, the prospect package we get back would have to be really good to convince me that we should give up Valdi.
I mean,
like, really good.
Unless the Cubs, like, fall and bump their heads and are like, here's Chris Bryant, like...
I would accept Chris Bryant.
Probably shouldn't do that.
I'd accept him for his looks alone.
Well, it's true. He could just model the Yankees uniform and still play for the Cubs, then, you know, then we're good.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
He's fine in
that. Look into those eyes. So I was like...
But yeah, unless, like, the Cubs were, like, were willing to bowl the Yankees over with a prospect package, then I don't see how that makes sense. Like, no.
But even then, like, prospects, like... I want prospects. Right.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I like Eovaldi a lot. They've done a lot of work. That would be the other thing, too. It's like, they put a lot of work into Eovaldi, so it would be nice for them to, like,
reap the rewards,
extend him, like, yeah, reap the rewards of their hard work than rather, oh, hey, we fixed him. Here!
Here, you have him.
Catch!
You have him in his stunning good looks.
It's fine.
Yes. They should definitely just find some way to extend Eovaldi for a few years and get him under control there, because it's just an unstable situation and they could really use a guy like Eovaldi. Even if Eovaldi only pitches like league average, you need someone to pitch that.
So. I mean, I think like he's not going to be an ace of a rotation, I don't think. But like at his best, he's probably like a 2-3 type guy, and those don't grow like out on the trees somewhere. Like,
no, you want Brady Lyle?
They're valuable.
Do you want Brady
Lyle? Some of the best teams. I mean, some of the best teams have gotten by with like a rotation full of good twos or threes. So you absolutely should extend Eovaldi for the reason you just stated.
Plus, like, I mean, that kind of velocity is going to play more often than not. Like, as long as he's not just throwing it, like, super straight down the middle, like, he's going to get people out. So
yeah, I mean, you think about it. If you extend him, and even if he falters, you could potentially, like, put him in the pen. You know, Lord knows I hope that doesn't happen, but, you know, there's always that, you know, back-end possibility if worse comes to worse.
There's not really a reason to not do it.
And he's really good looking. I'm just going to throw this out there. He's probably my number one or number two favorite looking Yankee.
Would you like to know the pitchers who are going to be available this offseason?
No. It's only going to really cost me.
Okay.
I know Strasburg's not on that.
Let me just dive in on this, okay? Brett Anderson.
In a body cast.
40-year-old Bronson Arroyo.
Get you some of that.
Brandon Beachy.
Hot.
Don't think
his greasiness, Clay Buchholz.
Just recently moved to the pen, Clay Buchholz. Yay.
Andrew Cashner.
That might be the
only. Gotta cash in on that.
That might be the only modest name on there.
Julius Chassin.
Oh, he was on the Braves, so.
Whoa. You didn't tell me he was on the Braves. Must be time.
Jesse Chavez.
Some of that Barnes pitching. Oh my god. Jesse Chavez is still pitching.
Bartolo Colon.
I don't think he'll ever.
He needs to stay in the National League to hit.
Yeah.
That's one of the greatest things in baseball right now. He needs to be in an NL rotation.
Jorge De La Rosa.
I think he just said Tommy John.
42-year-old R.A. Dickey.
Oh, sweet. That.
You know, there's a part of me that wouldn't mind signing him just so we could, for a little bit, have the evil power of a knuckleballer. Just for a year of shit. I don't care.
We're still going. Okay. Scott Feldman.
Ooh, hey, you could trade him and get Jake Arrieta.
Doug Genius. Fister.
Fister is. Whoa. I guess he's okay. Yeah. But they didn't sign him this
terrible.
Year. They didn't sign.
Actually, 38-year-old Jeremy Guthrie.
I don't think he's even pitching right now.
Jeremy Hellickson.
Whoa.
Billy's
ace.
Rich Hill. Rich Hill.
Who is apparently
he's
good.
He's 37.
Yes.
Edwin Jackson. Ooh. In the house. Anybody? Scott Kazmir. If he opts out. Matt Latos, who will presumably come with Cat Latos.
No.
37-year-old Colby Lewis. Corey Lupke.
This is getting sadder.
Yvonne Nova.
Ooh, bring him back.
Best sign.
Jake Peavy.
He just didn't catch one hitter for the Giants.
James Shields, if he opts out, which he probably will. Possible murderer Alfredo Simon. Simon. I think he changed his name to Simon now. 39-year-old Ryan Vogelsong.
Oh.
Get hype.
Good.
39-mile-per-hour fastball Jared Weaver.
Nice.
CJ Wilson and Travis Wood.
That's some list.
Just stare into the abyss of glory that is that list.
You know what will be even more fun? Writing the free agent target list for them.
Yeah, I don't feel like doing a target post on any of these human beings.
You know what's sad is that Ivanova is not the worst name on that list.
He is not.
Far from it. He's actually pretty much middle. Like? He's pretty much middle of the pack there. God.
That's sad.
I think 40-year-old Bronson Arroyo might be the worst name on that list.
Possibly, since I think he's kind of retired. But
I really hate Matt Latos, so he's my worst name on that.
Cat Latos.
I don't even think that's real.
It is real. What do you mean?
I thought he denounced
real?
That, saying, like, that's no. not a real thing, and I wish people would stop asking me about that.
I don't think so. I think Cat Latos is real.
Cat Latos is real.
Can he pitch?
I hope so.
I'm fine with Cat Latos pitching.
Okay, there's an SB Nation post of him dancing with Cat Latos. That his wife posted, so.
See? This is great.
This is not great. Nothing about this situation is great.
Well, can't we just sign the cat?
Okay, yes, we can
sign
the cat.
I'm fine with that. That is a bleak list.
Okay, so looking ahead to 2018, everybody ready? Settle on in.
Woo!
Should I just do pictures?
Well, it's gonna take you forever to go through all of them, so yeah.
Bring on the pitching. I was just gonna hit the highlights. CeCe Sabathia.
Resign him. Extension.
John Lackey. Marco.
I don't know if I'm in a place where I can root for John Lackey.
Nope.
Marco Estrada. Francisco Liriano. Ubaldo Jimenez.
Yes. Get Ubaldo. I'm sure Mark will love that.
Matt Garza.
I actually forgot he was alive.
I almost vomited.
Jaime Garcia.
I don't think he actually is alive.
How old do you think he is?
No, I think Jaime Garcia 40. Is pretty young, but I think he's just injured. I think he's like 29.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah.
He seems like he should be a 40-year-old.
Yeah, he really does. Jason Hamill.
Woo.
Charlie Morton.
That is like the least exciting name possible.
Wade Miley.
Never mind. That is the least exciting name.
No, it gets better. Jason Vargas.
Vargas.
Mike Pelfrey.
Oh my god.
Whoa. What? Big Pelf. Big Pelf.
Lance Lynn.
Linny.
That's not a real name.
Alex Cobb. Scott Diamond.
What?
That's a fake name,
wasn't
too.
Wasn't he in spring training?
Danny Duffy. Hector Noesi.
Oh
there we go! There we go! That is how you win the motherfucking banana trade!
Coming full circle.
You signed
Hector. Back Jesus Montero. To catch for Noesi.
Oh, no.
Then you get all the pieces together, like Voltron, and suddenly, you win the World Series! Get it done, Cash!
Guys, I have another name for you.
Oh, boy.
Dylan G.
That's...
Guys,
worst names.
I have another name for you. Aaron Laffey.
Oh, I remember when he was on the Yankees a few years ago.
Yes. So what I'm saying is extend Evaldi.
Like right now.
Do it now.
Like don't even wait. Just so, give him the extension now.
Like print those papers right now.
So don't trade him to the Cubs for Javier Baez, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Bold.
Guys, we can get right. Ryan Howard.
Ooh. Hey.
And Carl
we?
Crawford.
Hey, you know what? Might need some Greg Bird insurance after this year. So Ryan,
Andrew, I will fire you.
Treading on thin ice, Burns.
The Bird Howard. Poking that bear. Dude.
I mean,
those are some, that is some bleak lists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like bleak. The bleakest.
Full bleak. Peak bleak.
Peak bleak. Bleaker than the oblique injury. It's bad. It is bad out there.
The next year you can get Jose Fernandez though. So, just saying.
I would like Jose Fernandez.
I mean, yeah.
But that's so far off. God.
Presumably the Yankees need to field a team in between there. Like, they can't just like take it all.
The Yankees are taking a sabbatical.
RIP for 2018, BRB.
It's like, we need to, like, you know, go away on a retreat and regroup and think about things, so we're just not going to play this year.
This is a this is
good luck.
Didi Gregorius study abroad year. Gap year. I'm sure he would take some great pictures.
Spread the news.
We're just going to go and, like, rest and regroup. And we'll be back.
Maybe we'll scrimmage scrimmage against some ABL teams in Australia.
Team build and promote some synergy. Yeah, no, peak bleak with those lists. They really need to extend Evaldi.
Yeah. Let's get on that, guys.
Because when one of the best options of those lists are Ivan Nova and re-signing CC Sabathia. That's bleak.
And cat latos.
And cat latos, yes.
Can the cat pitch? Is what I want to know.
Hey, can't pitch. I mean, he can't pitch worse than Pineda, so, you know, sign him up.
True that.
Speaking of Ivan Nova, he had an interesting article come out about him the other day.
it's magnificent.
About his raucous partying with his ex-wife. To be fair, this may or may not have actually been him, but apparently they left confusing, quote, gum stains around the house. In addition to broken lights, windows, ceilings, cabinets, ceiling fans, doors, kitchen appliances, and faucets.
I mean, nobody likes gum stains.
No.
No. And don't forget, Andrew, a, quote, rampant cockroach infestation.
That is disgusting.
Rampant, not just your normal cockroach infestation.
What does it have to be to be rampant. Considered rampant? like
the whole floor cockroaches.
Like you open the door and there's like a cockroach like smoking a cigarette on the couch and he like hisses at you what? And you just like go back and close the door and you're like, okay, never mind.
Welcome.
Just kidding.
Welcome to House Roach.
Like, the cockroaches are just swarming on the floor and carrying furniture with them.
Sitting around at the kitchen table.
They've moved in with, like, their entire cockroach family, and they're just, like, on the walls and on the ceiling, and, like, everything looks like it's moving because cockroaches.
Rampant
cockroach. But, like, who among us has not had raucous parties with our ex-spouses? Like,
yeah. And cockroach buddies.
Let he, without a rampant cockroach infestation, cast the first stone.
But try to avoid hitting the cockroaches on the floor with that stone, of course.
Jeez. I do like the denial of, it's a complete lie, I wasn't really there, my ex-wife lived there, I didn't know what happened. I was in Tampa.
I have no idea how she got so many cockroaches.
Well, you know, my ex-wife, am I right?
Listen, me and my cockroach buddies would not be seen caught dead in White Plains, New York, thank you very much. We're much more of an Ithaca crowd.
Yeah. You know, they call me Papa Roach.
Oh no.
And the scars remind us the past is.
Oh no.
So it has come to this.
I'm pretty sure that has to be the title now. Just so it has come to this.
Yeah, because it has been like 8 times in this podcast.
I would say either that or Peak Bleak.
Peak Bleak is pretty good too.
It is.
I'm also fine with Rampant Cockroaches. Because I think that pretty much describes the Yankees at this point. The Yankees offense is a rampant cockroach infestation.
Maybe the cockroaches can join the rotation when they lose all of their pitchers.
Just have a bunch of them in a Yankees uniform swinging the bat.
Just like moving in
motion. Oh, that's so gross. That's so gross. Oh my god.
Hey, it forces the catcher to have to like catch pitches next to it, and he'll have to like overcome his like willies. So
you just have some of the cockroaches like crawl into the catcher's.
Oh no. No.
It's a foolproof strategy, Waffles.
Think of how tiny the baseball would have to be. Nobody could hit it.
Oh my god. What a team.
So it's come to this. Discussing cockroaches in the rotation.
Cockroaches batting.
At 1:33 a.m.
I have
missed this. Look what you've done, Yankees. Look what you have done.
Peak Bleak.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
How are they hitting so badly? I don't understand. The only real change in this lineup from last year is that Steven Drew is now Starlin Castro, and they're worse by a lot.
That's because everybody who was good is no longer good.
I guess Steven Drew was the glue that truly held this shit offense together.
Hey, what the...
Oh, my God. Goodness, hold on a second. Let me see something.
Once he stopped playing in September because of the concussion, that's when they started being terrible. So, you know, right? Yes.
We have a scientific thesis here.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. I think it was yesterday, Time Hop reminded me of Steven Drew's comments about, they can go ahead and boo me, that's fine. Any team would be lucky to have me. Meh.
Good.
It was just as annoying a year later.
And I think Steven Drew. I think rampant cockroach infestation.
Maybe Steven Drew is Papa Roach.
I mean, he kind of looks like one. Like, he has a face.
He tears himself open, he sews himself shut, and his weakness Stop. Is that he cares Stop. Too much.
Andrew.
Merns.
Nothing about this is okay.
Oh my.
I've got to move on with my own life.
Oh, no.
Okay. Good.
Hey, friends, if you're trying to avoid the Yankees on Friday, you should go to Scranton and obtain me a Greg Bird bottle.
Thank you.
I'll be there.
Thank you, non sequitur.
Please make it where I do not have to steal one from a child for Tanya.
Yeah, just hit Greg up on Twitter and be like, I got Tanya bobblehead. Leave your name and number and I'll thank you. No, actually don't leave your number because I won't call you. But you can leave.
Here's Greg's number. His photo.
At Greg.
Twitter name and I will send you a nice tweet.
Yeah, you know how last time the theme was don't at me, but at Tanya if you do have the bird bull head. So
yes, you can at me if you are willing to give me a bird bobblehead. I will allow the ats in that case.
But just remember, do not at about a rollless chat.
Yeah, don't do that. At Jason about him.
Can they just trade him?
They really
him?
Need to trade him.
Just now. Just
yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, Jesus. My brain heard, did they just trade him? And I was about to, like, jump up and down. I really need to listen to the whole sentence a little better.
Probably.
I heard something where, what was it? Let me see this. Rondon had just gone down.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Who?
What's it called? Yeah.
Carlos Rodon.
For the Cubs.
Oh, Hector.
Yeah, Rodon.
Hector Rondon. Right.
I thought he said Mo Vaughn, and I was like,
Mo Vaughn.
Yeah, Mo Vaughn. I think his career might be over.
But yeah, like,
he had a back.
Yeah, there. Hector Rondon is having back trouble, so Cubs here.
Cubs,
they can give us stuff.
Cubs, you wanted a Yankee player. Boy, do I have the player for you.
He throws 103.
We will
leave Miller alone.
Yes. So we have set up gates around Miller. So unless you are willing to be crazy, cannot have him.
And a ball. They are ours. You cannot have them.
What? Hey, what if we traded Evaldi to get Warren back?
Oh my god!
As that one.
What was that? What even was that? Is that what you're clamoring for, Adam Warren? Really?
I think it was Adam Warren and some B-level prospects. So.
Yes, that's what. I'm so happy. Like Harlan is on staff because he can politely respond to those. Because he was like, that's not even close to what Evaldi is worth. It's like, thank you, Harlan, for saying what I cannot say nicely without laughing and mocking these people. Don't at me.
Do not at us. Except if it's about the burble head. Then at us.
Yes.
If you have a burble head, feel free to at me all you'd like.
If you are Greg Bird, you can at us.
Feel free. You can slide into my DMs. Just kidding.
No, you're not.
unless you know a way to get a verbal head, Greg Bird. In which case, I will listen.
I heard he once hit 3 homers for you.
You know, that is true. Not
Damn.
Many not know that little fact. But it happened. And we were linked for the rest of time.
Forever.
Yes.
I'd like Aaron Judge to start hitting better.
That would be cool.
Because, like, I like Judge, and I want him to do well.
But this is why I don't want your prospects. Like, don't give me your prospects.
Chris Bryant, though. That's
That'd
cool.
That'd be fun. If you want to give me, like, Mike Trout, I'll listen on that.
Hear me out. Giancarlo Stanton and Jose Fernandez for Romina Nova.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah.
I mean, Romine's hitting. He can play. He's shown his versatility by being a backup first baseman. And look at Nova. Look at him
and
go.
Nova can't stay anywhere near White Plains, New York ever again. So.
If there's anyone who needs a rampant cockroach infestation, it is Jeffrey Loria.
Can you just imagine them trading Nova to the Marlins and they're like doing his little introduction thing where they like put the jersey on him and then like a cockroach is like scurrying across the team.
they're just like slapping at it. It's like, no.
That's my friend. Brought him with me.
It's my roommate.
You leave him alone.
This has gone to a place.
This has been a podcast.
I knew it was going to be a special one after Beaver munching on the chips earlier today.
And if you're wondering, you can catch Papa Roach on tour in Berlin, July 22nd. And at some casinos. And some casinos in California in July. So, Caitlin, get to go see Papa Roach. Here he's real time with Nova. Okay.
Wait, when are the Yankees in California?
Not soon. They were just on the West Coast, so I don't think they're out for a little while.
I think they go right before the All-Star break.
They apparently are playing the Rockies in Coors Field in the middle of June.
That should be fun. That's not California.
No, but it's like West Coast area. Okay, no, they're not going back there. That's a trip where they go to Colorado and then Minnesota, then they come back.
They're at Petco
right before the All-Star break.
Not right before, but in that general vicinity before. The first through the...
Well, like a week before the All-Star break.
Yes. So...
That is the next time they are in the state of California.
And then after that, they're not back till late August.
Wee.
I wonder what the team will look like then.
Hopefully less crap.
Hopefully sans Michael Pineda.
I'm about to say, all I know is if Waffles has to recap a Michael Pineda start in Coors Field.
Oh my goodness.
She might legit kill one of us. Like, one of us might have to die.
I will like drop the mic on blogging and just like, walk out. My watch has ended. Bye.
It's like, if one of you minions don't take this recap off my hands, I will find you.
Okay, I think, based on how the schedule lines up, he will not be starting in Coors Field. He will be starting...
That means nothing to me.
Do you know when he'll be starting, though? Old Timers Day.
Oh my goodness. We need maximum people to see him... start.
Look.
And fail.
Look, Whitey Ford. Look at this pitching beauty.
Feast your eyes upon it.
Check out this pitcher,
just
Ford.
Shots of the,
Eat your heart just, out, like, Mariano Rivera.
Please, Mariano Rivera is not coming to Old Timers Day this year. He's got better shit to do.
Like, they just constantly pan to the older Yankees. In the luxury box, them just shaking their head. Like, you've shamed us all, Michael Pineda. You're a disgrace to the pinstripes. One of them holding up an actual sign just booing him. All it says on it is boo.
John Wetland's like, I come back to my first Old Timers Day for this. Yeah, I'm not coming back for another... not coming back for another 30 years. Goodbye, guys.
Bernie Williams just breaks his guitar.
You know, actually, this is probably why none of the core four are coming. They knew.
Jeter just goes like, you know, I'm not going to see Pineda pitch. Are you kidding?
They made some poor, unfortunate soul like count out the schedule to find out who was pitching that day.
Like
Pineda? Hell no.
Peace. Jeter's like, please, I got some blogs to edit. So.
That's sweet blogger coin.
My damn deputy editor, Matt Harvey, has been slacking off lately, so. God.
Bureau chief, please.
Yeah, oh, excuse me. NYC bureau chief, correct.
Is that what you would like me to list you as on the masthead?
Yes.
Bureau chief.
I think you should list yourself as BR chief, because you can't list yourself as anything.
Yeah, but see, like, I would be the Jeets of this operation.
You know, you might as, you might as well just list yourself as Khaleesi, because you can.
The editor's line can be my blood riders.
Yes. I don't hate this idea. I'm just saying.
Well, what would the staff riders be? Would they be, like, the Unsullied?
They could just be the Dothraki, couldn't they? The Horde?
I guess. Well, I was thinking that the staff riders could be the Unsullied because they're, like, a step above the contributors, which would be, like, the Dothraki because they're all, like, okay. Kind of cray.
That's true. Oh, or the Second Sons.
Oh, yeah.
The Second Sons and the Unsullied. There you go.
Decisions, decisions.
Just saying.
We've really got nothing Yankee goodness to talk about.
No, yeah, I think we need to wrap this up because it's running over. Like,
that ship has sailed.
Hour.
How far are we in Mearns?
I don't know exactly. Well, because
I see we're at like.
Well, like, the Skype.
It's under 2 hours. We're fine.
Yes.
But I, considering the first 30 minutes of that was.
I do think that we need to start wrapping it up, though.
Yeah, probably.
I think.
Just so that I could edit this somehow.
Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. So, any last thoughts on the Yankees right now?
Get off my team, Michael Pineda.
Greg.
Start hitting better, please.
Mark Teixeira, stop hitting pop-ups.
Teixeira, you can get off my team, too. Greg Bird, come back to my team and bring me a bobblehead.
Yes.
Trade Chapman for stuff.
I don't care what stuff.
Extend Eovaldi right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that really is the most important thing they need to do. Extend him right now.
And then
wait, do we not do Yankee or Mitre of the Year anymore? I mean, I don't see a point because there's so many Mitres of this.
We haven't really been.
So many Mitres. There's really been so much Mitreing going on this year. A little too much Mitre.
And more Mitre.
No, like, the Yankee of the Week can only be like, there are only like three possible Yankees or something like that anyway.
Yeah, Eovaldi, Betances, Miller. CeCe, Tanaka. That's you're pretty much done there.
Yep.
Pretty much. Beltran, if you like the dingers a little bit. He's the only guy hitting, so sure.
Ellsbury has been better. Headley's been better. Not much.
Right, now we're reaching. They're not. They're just there. So.
Now they're shit. They're all shit. Everything is shit.
I have another, like... I have another, like, 30-minute rant in me about Pineda if we keep going down this
I could continue talking more about rampant cockroach infestations, but we should probably stop.
Comparing Michael Pineda to a rampant cockroach infestation.
My column.
Can I get a Venn diagram?
All right.
Like us on Facebook.
Yeah. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And rate and review us if you're feeling crazy like that. But only 5 stars, because we are a 5-star podcast, clearly.
You know you like this.
We're hip. We're with it.
We're hip cats, right?
What other podcast are you going to hear some scolding hot Papa Roach stuff?
Exactly.
Well, don't mention.
What other podcasts can you listen to?
Don't bring that up. That'll knock us down.
And there was that other
song. My weaknesses have said too much.
Oh my god, why is it still happening?
Good night, everyone.
Bye. I tear my heart open. I sew myself shut. And my weaknesses, but I care too much in a sky.